Sunday morning, a leisurely morning, 11:30. And as quickly as I could, I pulled 3 shots, a latte and, no, actually 2 lattes and 1 flat white. But we used the Cuidado, the Drury Cuidado bean this morning, and we're all kind of had our first few sips. And let me just ask you, Carol. First of all, Carol has had a Cuidado at a coffee shop itself, but she's also had coffees here, and she has coffees quite a lot here, different beans. So what's your first reaction?
This one is much richer and creamier than you can get in the actual shop. Much nicer flavour, not as watery.
So what does that mean?
Much pleasanter.
All right.
Lovely. Lovely Sunday morning treat.
Great. Okay, over to you, Shirley. You've had a few sips of your Cuidado. What do you think?
I think there's a good coffee flavour. It's very satisfying. Long lingering aftertaste. And I think I'll definitely have another one at some point.
Okay. Now, you've also had the Reserva, actually. Can you quickly compare it to the Reserva?
I would need to have a sip of a Reserva to be able to compare. I think that the Cuidado actually stays in the mouth. The flavour stays in the mouth longer. Mm. Because I still have a very strong flavour, even though I've been talking to you for at least a minute.
Okay. Have another sip. Have another little one there. I'm going to have a sip myself. Well, I would actually say that it's not as rich as the Reserva. The Reserva has a thickness, and watching the extractions as well, although there was a nice fine kind of thickness coming through the naked porter filter and lovely streaks coming from the outside, merging into the center and flowing nicely, gently into the cup, I still think it was in consistency slightly thinner. And for me, that translated to the palate as a little bit brighter than the Reserva. The Reserva gives you a more warmer, kind of more satisfying feeling. But then again, I might be splitting hairs. I don't know. I'm going to give Carol the last word.
I prefer this one to the Reserva.
Good.
There's the verdict.